You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned. Up next is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud.
Hello everyone, this is your friendly neighborhood psychic medium, Derek White Sky Cloud, and your paranormal investigator, and, I do everything. Radio show host on Between Two Worlds Radio. Now, this week, the only guest we're going to have is me. We're going to be doing actually mediumship tonight, so if anybody actually wants to ask any questions, even anything else besides mediumship, if you want to ask anything specifically regarding the spiritual path that you're on, or even asking questions regarding, journeys that you've been dealing with lately, or something you haven't been able to figure out, please call in, guys, because I don't mind you quite asking questions besides just where is my life going from here. And it's fabulous to know that there's new friends in the neighborhood I just saw in the chat room. I can walk everybody in the chat room. The Pal Talk room, as well as the BBS radio chat room. And there's somebody just said, somebody says hi, who I haven't heard from in years. So yes, I said hello back. Tell Rose I said hello as well. Basically here's the phone numbers for you guys to call in. We call them toll-free numbers. These are toll-free numbers. The phone number is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. That's the American side. I'm on the Canadian side. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. International callers, 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Now, to let you know, I've got some people coming on next week. I have the North Carolina Paranormal Investigation Team coming from North Carolina. These guys are paranormal investigators. I'll be interviewing Christine and her partner. Oh, my God. I forgot her last name. Anyways, this group, there actually are paranormal investigators in that country, in the part of the U.S. and the Carolinas. And so next week I'm going to have them on my show, and I'll be interviewing them, and they'll be telling some stories, some really cool stories about issues or things they've been dealing with there. And I have some other upcoming guests coming up in the next few weeks. I have a very well-known psychic medium. He has been well-known for many, many years. He actually has been a psychic for famous movie stars. He actually started off with Mae West. He was taught by her not to be an actor, but she taught him how to read tea leaves at a teacup at the age of 8. And he used to read Princess Diana. He used to read for many famous actors, including politicians, John Kennedy, his wife. He has been reading for, trying to think of the names of all these people. Joan Crawford, Marilyn Monroe, people like them. His name is Kenny Kingston. And those are people out there that knows Kenny. Anybody's around my age, you guys will know who that would be. Anyways, we have him coming on the next few weeks. So it's been a lot of excitement to look forward to having to interview this man. We have a caller calling in.
Yes. Derek.
Okay, and what's your name and where are you from?
Well, I'm Nick, and I'm calling from Costa Rica. I spoke with you before.
Okay.
If you remember, I don't know. But I don't know if you have a particular subject. But one thing I wanted to ask you is about orbs in digital photos and what you think about that. My wife was taking some pictures at a family gathering this past weekend, and there was a very clear orb. It was outside at night, and the orb, it was kind of translucent because you could see the leaf and the tree branch behind, and it was kind of over her mother. And okay. I've experimented in my house here this evening and got some orbs, you know. I asked my father if he was around me and, you know, to come near me. And I wonder, you know, I got more than one orb. Two, I believe, maybe even three in one photo.
Well, you're living in Costa Rica?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you been in that area?
Oh, gee, about 7 years, 6, 7 years.
Okay, so has there any family that have passed over, crossed over in that area?
Yeah, I spoke with you before and asked you if I could hear from my mother.
Yes.
And she had died of cancer back in 1982.
Okay.
And you said that, you know, she was still kind of rehabilitating, but that my father did come through and that he was around me a lot.
Yep.
And you described an area that may have been where I went on the Pacific.
Okay.
Looking out over the water. I don't know if you remember or not.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. What happens is when someone who crosses over and that they're, you know, want to be close, connect to the family, that's what basically what spirit orbs are. They are spirits, not always of family members as well, but they can also be of people that actually had lived on the land in that area.
Uh-huh.
And they love being around people that are very harmonious. Anybody who's especially around children or people that are actually family, close together, they're playing, or also people that like to play music, they like coming around more often as well. But the larger the orbs, and if you're asking for someone in spirit to come forward, a lot of times the orbs are much larger because those are loved ones that are crossed over. And
yeah, I had some that were quite large, and the one that my wife took was very large, very clear, and if you sculpted it in closer, you could see like the blue aura around it.
Yeah.
Is there any way that you can tell if you can communicate with my father and if he can say anything about this maybe or whatever he can say?
What was your dad's name?
His nickname was Pick. Nelson is his real name.
Okay, let's see what I can do here for you. Now, okay.
Or my mother, Jane.
Okay, what I have here is I want to bring up the name of the basically I'm being told birthday party. It's supposed to have knowledge of birthday party where your father was around. Okay, there's
it
someone
was
celebrating
my brother's
birthday
yesterday. My middle brother's birthday was yesterday.
Okay, that's where your dad was around, the birthday party.
That's
okay.
In Vermont. So
okay.
Yeah.
Now your mom is now there. Your mom's now there. She's with your dad. She visits through. Your mom right now, what I'm getting here, the way of seeing your mom is that she's very constantly on the go. She's got to go, go, go. And she's doing it because she's getting used to the idea of being crossed over.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually racing around a lot. And there's she's acknowledging also, who's Dale? D-A-L-E. Dale or Dalen?
No, I'll try
she's bringing
to remember
up this person's name to acknowledge.
Dell?
Is it Dell?
Could How be a cousin, Dell.
Okay, and is Dell passed or is he still here?
He's probably passed. He'd be older, so.
He's the older. The older.
Lived in Oregon.
Okay. I'm supposed to acknowledge this person to you as well, that this person's around you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
your mom is with them. Your
uh-huh.
mom is with them. So they are traveling together. They got their suitcases on the go. they're really having a great time. I feel like your mom had dealt the way I'm seeing with your mom, the way I'm seeing with her, I feel like she dealt with as if she's no longer worried about her stomach. She's mm-hmm. saying she's no longer worried about her stomach, like she's as if she had dealt with something to do with her stomach down below.
Yeah, she died of ovarian cancer.
Okay, that's how she tell me she's no longer hurting in that lower part of her extremities. So she's old.
And one thing that's really bothered me a lot is I had to kind of hold back on a secret from her, and it was more to protect her and not to hurt her. And are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I heard a big click.
Probably more callers are wanting to call in, that's all. No problem.
Yeah, okay. So I'm wondering if she says anything about that. You know, it had to do with my stepfather. And
I would say, to be honest with you, whatever your stepfather did wrong,
mm-hmm.
Your mom knows already about it.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But the way she knows about it is by stating she's not making a big issue of it. Okay?
Yeah, I know. When people cross over, it's no longer important.
She's forgiving and moving on.
Right.
Okay? She knows what she has to, or they know what they got to deal with when they see each other. And when they do see each other, they're going to have to deal with it.
Right.
Let me tell you a story, a real quick one. My mom and my dad, when I had Chris Moon on my show a couple of weeks back, about a month ago, and when we were doing conversations with the dad, like we were actually talking to dad on the telephone, he had this box made by Thomas Edison.
Right, Frank's box.
And when I spoke to my mom after the show, I heard her voice and my dad's voice, and my mom was still willing to even argue with someone to say, no, I'm not going to get off this line until I talk to my son, because she was not done talking to me.
Yeah.
But when I talked to my dad about the issues that I used to deal with, he thought he dealt with me, or he had carried guilt with him before he passed, and my father said, no more guilt feelings. So I knew exactly what we were talking about, because he carried a lot of guilt regarding my childhood that he never could fulfill.
Yeah, because I've carried guilt on this, you know, since 1982.
Yeah, well, I should have let that go. It's your mom that's now is taking all that on her shoulders. She's making that decision herself.
Mm-hmm.
You can let that part go.
Yeah.
All is forgiven.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Okay. It's,
you're just there to protect your mom, but your mom, you are afraid that your mom knows to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And your mom knows everything in spirit that will tell her everything. But she won't take and go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. She's not going to say, oh, my God, I hate the guy for what he's done. She's going to basically say, well, he stirred the pot. He made those decisions, and so he's going to deal with it. That's his karma.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Right. It does.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Your mom's still around you. Your dad's still around you, and all the family's still around you. Don't throw those orbs, those pictures away. If you want to send me a couple copies, you can always email Antonio. I'll put them on the website and let people make their own decision by looking at them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, will do.
Okay?
All right, thank you very much.
You take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Now, we're speaking of orbs. Now, here's one for you. I've got a fellow coming on in the next few weeks as well. And his name is Klaus Heinemann, and he wrote a book. And he's also did a video called The Orb Project. Now, if you want to really get into orbs, these guys are researchers, and they've gone into the science level of it. They explore the spiritual realm. They can be seen studying digital photographs. These guys are it's phenomenal. I actually saw the video last night. And they've actually got, when I watched this whole video, I mean, you gotta order this video. I mean, everybody keeps talking about orbs. This is one of the most interesting video I've ever seen, and it actually is online. You can actually look for it on the website, guys. It's called The Orb Project, and they've got a website, and you can order the book, you can order the DVD. They have that as well, and it's called Orbs, The Veil is Lifting. And I was quite shocked when I saw this video, so it's quite phenomenal. We have another caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Derek.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Just calling in on a whim and hoping to get through, and I can't believe I did.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, great.
Where about you from?
New Westminster.
New Westminster?
Yeah.
Gee, you're not too far from me.
I know.
Walk out my backyard, do yours.
We're just listening to the radio program.
Uh-huh.
And yours, and thought we'd phone in, so I don't know if I've done the right thing. And
well, of course you did. If you didn't do the right thing, you wouldn't be on the phone line, would you?
Right. Okay.
What can I do for you?
Well, I just wanted to see if there was anything that you wanted to tell me or...
To tell you? To be a shocker?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Here's a shocker. Don't shop too often.
do you give a reading on the air? Just.
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
What do you particularly want to ask about?
What did I want to ask about? Probably mostly about work and health and...
Well, there's one or two or three subjects, whichever you want to prefer.
What's that?
The work. What type of thing you want to ask about specifically?
For work?
Well, work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm seeing here changes as far as work is concerned. It's going to change a little bit. It's almost like I want to go to Vancouver. Like, I'm actually downtown Vancouver. I'm not in New West. I'm not sure where you work, but I would say I want to go downtown. And I've been shown here. I'm not sure if it's actually working. I feel like if I want to move. Or someone I'm actually going to a place that actually will be vitally important to go to. And I want to say it's up near, like, just off of Maine, where the SkyTrain is. Do you remember that area?
Okay.
I feel like there's actually they look like condos.
Oh.
So I'm not sure if that makes sense, but there's something important regarding these condos. Someone that connected to this place.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Not that I know of at the moment.
I'm sorry? Say that again.
I don't recognize that at the moment, but I mean it could be at some point.
But I'll give you an idea. What I'm doing really is actually it's almost like a remote viewing. I'm almost shown to a place that you'll be called to go to. I feel area. I'm on this specifically. If it's actually, I guess we'd call it what. I can't say specifically moving. I would say pretty well almost like you're meeting somebody there, you're connected to someone there, but that's going to be really important.
Oh, okay, good.
That place that actually has that, looks like a giant golf ball. What do you call that place?
Okay, sorry, it's hard to hear you.
Okay, do you remember that? Okay, what happened was somebody else tried to cut in online.
Okay.
You remember that place that looks like a giant golf ball?
No.
it's
looks
some
like
sort of
what?
Center in Vancouver. It's off of Maine. It's hard to explain that area.
Like the
anyway,
Science Center or something?
Yeah, some sort of a center there. I know I've never been there. The Science Center, yes. That's the one.
Okay.
To the right, you're going down that road, and
yeah.
I'm seeing like something of great importance that you need to find. You will meet someone there or see someone there. Of great importance. I don't know why, but I feel I need to tell it to you.
Okay.
Okay?
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
Now, what I've been shown here, like, the funny thing is I'm hearing the word recycle.
Recycle?
Recycle, which could also be anything, really.
Yeah.
It's almost like the symbol of recycle. It means you're going to go through some changes. Okay? This year is going to be a phenomenal financial year for you. Like, I want to go into making more income, and it's actually making a complete turnaround.
Okay.
Does that make sense at all? Like, everything is going to go, you feel like everything is going in a circle. That's why I got that symbol of going into, like, a recycle looking. I got to go through some changes. What do you do for work right now?
Sales.
Okay. What kind of sales and what kind of business?
It's for electronics.
Electronics? Okay. The only thing I could say is there's like somebody in this business, or it could be somebody connected to this building, that may it may mean something to you there. May not make sense now.
No. Yeah, but I can see it might make sense in the future.
Yes.
Okay, and how about health?
Your health?
My health.
Your health.
Anything coming through that...
Well, you have no viruses.
Good.
Huh?
That's good.
That's okay.
Not that I know of, anyway.
You got no old, you got no crows hanging around. You got nothing to worry about.
Right.
Okay. I'm not so straightforward. I don't see any health issues, any bad health issues.
Okay.
If you smoke, don't.
I'm sorry?
I said, if you smoke, don't.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Do you smoke?
Yes.
Okay. Don't.
Okay.
If you're sitting next to me right now and I'm writing the word not good, I could see the word smoke and I hear the word not good.
Oh, okay.
And that's what happens.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
And if they're serious about this, Spirit's actually bringing it up, so they're actually asking you not to. And the way I want to say it, you don't want to get any sicker than you are on this.
You don't want to, sorry?
They don't want you to get any sicker.
Okay.
If you smoke.
Okay.
So they're pointing out, take good care of your health.
Right.
Okay. They want you living longer.
Okay, good.
Okay, now I want to tell this to you right now, I've got an older woman here in spirit coming through. I want to feel like she's grandma because I feel her above you, like she's older than me.
Okay.
Okay. I'm seeing her coming through, and the way she's coming through, I feel like she's connected to your mother's side.
Okay.
Because I feel like she's female, okay, to your mother's side.
Right.
Is your mom's mom passed?
Yes.
Okay. She's the one that's around you all the time. She's the one that's always been tapping you on the shoulder,
mm-hmm.
kept saying, open your eyes, listen to me, I'm trying to talk to you.
Interesting.
She's very fond of you. She always has been fond of you. She says she remembers you when you were a little girl, being a baby little girl.
Yeah.
She remembers holding you.
Oh.
Okay. So she's telling you, this woman actually is very strong. You know, she's got a good heart, very soft, tender heart. But she was very strong and stubborn.
Right.
Okay. She's a lot like your mom.
Yeah.
Your mom is the same way.
Exactly.
Okay, and you're getting to be like your mom, so be careful.
Okay. Oh, God.
That's not a bad thing, but be aware of it.
It's good to know.
Okay. Because she doesn't want you to be like her specifically, but she says keep all the good parts, but get rid of the bad parts.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. That'll give you an idea of what's going on. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much,
Sarah. You're welcome.
Sarah. Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Sometimes, you know, it takes a little bit longer for me to make connection with someone. Just making a click in here. Okay. I got some people asking for making connection through BB. There he is. I knew he's in. We got some people in the chat room, folks. We have another caller here.
Hello.
Who am I hearing from?
This is Jehala.
Jehala?
From Tennessee, the Smoky Mountains.
You're Jehala from the Tennessee.
Yes. How are you doing this evening, dear? Well,
I love it. Jehala, were you born in the Tennessee?
No, Kansas.
Kansas.
Yeah.
So you're a Kansas girl.
Yeah, I'm a Kansas farm girl.
Ah.
And now I'm a Tennessee mountain girl.
You've been tapping your toes too long.
Yeah, I kept clicking them. It wasn't working. I guess probably had the wrong color shoes on. I don't know.
And there's no place like Tennessee.
And Toto said, let's go. So me and the doggies packed up and we went.
What can I do for you, my dear?
Well, I kind of wanted to talk to you about... Well, first of all, before I forget it, right before that last phone call, you were saying something about you were watching this movie that was really impressive to you. It was called The Veil is Lifting or something.
Yes, it's actually it's quite the movie. It's brand new. It's called Orbs, The Veil is Lifting.
Where do you get it at?
You can actually order it online.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm going to have these guys on my show in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
These are the websites available. It's called beyondword.com or the orbmovie.com. It's a documentary, but it's based on factual events, and they have all kinds of people that were interviewed. Including, you ever heard of a lady by the name of Jay-Z Knight?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's on there.
James Gilliland just interviewed her here not too long ago.
Yeah, yeah. So, was Jay-Z interviewed where?
Okay. But that is good.
So anyways, she's been on the show with these guys, interviewed by them as well, and she shares her information. There's a fellow by the name of Mikhail Ledwith and Claus Heinemann. I'm going to have Claus on my show the next couple of weeks. And I watched the video. It's phenomenal. It's something
really?
I've never... I mean, I've done radio for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And I've done a lot of paranormal researching for a long time. And when I saw this video, it really made me think there's more to it than just the word orbs. You know, there's more to it than just the idea, because they did a lot of experiments. They did the experiments of even taking pictures of orbs in the daylight and orbs under the water in the ocean.
Wow.
And there's a lot of, and some people say, well, how come they got a whole pile of orbs in there? And they're saying, oh, well, that's just smoke. It's not. Those are really spirits.
Wow.
They love hanging around people that are happy, or they're being partying, or people that are singing, playing music, painting each other and having a great time, even standing in a circle. You don't have to be, like they were saying, I watched the part, and he says, you don't even have to be a very famous healer and come in from all across the world and say, here's all the orbs, and nobody else gets to do that. Anybody can do it.
That's interesting.
So if you want to make contact with loved ones in your room, they're saying, as long as you bring happiness in your home, and they'll always be there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. What did you say their website was? Beyond Words?
The website?
The website where the movie's at? The documentary?
Yeah, it's beyondword.com.
Oh, Beyond Words, single. Okay.
WORD, yeah, beyondword.com. You got to go to this site. You guys, if you have a great time looking through it, just to see what these guys are doing. And I've actually, they sent me their video and they sent me their book. And the book itself is based on the same thing to the video itself. It's totally wild.
I'll have to check into that.
Yeah.
Have you, well, this is a dumb question. I'm sure, of course, you have. But have you noticed here, with these new energies that are coming in, that people that are, well, they just can't seem to handle these new vibrations, it's like they're going insane. I have one of them in my house.
It's actually happening to everyone. Those are actually quite open about it. You're getting more people now more curious about paranormal and about spirits and about the energies.
Right.
Because they're offering it to us to see and to feel. I'll give you an example. I had a man one time, a good friend of mine, about 10, 11 years ago, said to me, he said that he saw my son walk across the land, that he will be sharing his stories. With great energy of healing as a healer to talk to people. And I said to him, he says, do you have a son? I said, yeah, I have a son. He says, well, I see him crossing the land, doing all these things across the world. And I said, oh, really? And I, so I'm sitting there thinking, okay.
He was talking about your son?
My son. He's telling me about my son. That he'll be doing all this work as well across the
world.
How
old's your son?
Okay. And he says he'll do phenomenal things, great things. And I said, how old do you think he'll be? And he says, he's looking around your early 30s. He'll be out there doing his thing, sharing his knowledge, working with people as a healer as well. And I thought, okay, this is fine. Now, he told me this like over 10 years ago.
Right.
And my son was probably 12, 13 at the time.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't with him at the time in my life. So
right.
Having to hear that from this man, and he says, no, he'll get to know you, and he'll spend time with you, and he'll, you know, get to know each other a lot, and he'll make a decision when he is in his 30s, and he'll decide to want to be involved with what you do.
Wow.
I thought, okay, cool. Because you're passing it through the generation, and a lot of the kids are very open about themselves
uh-huh.
and wanting to find out, because it is generational, because it goes from
absolutely.
Parent to parent.
I believe that 100%.
How it does skip a parent.
Uh-huh.
But it does go through the next child and the grandchild.
Uh-huh.
But he gets stronger and stronger all the time.
And so is he working with all this now?
Right now, my son works as in the healing field, but he works for a healing center. He works with people that are disabled.
Well, see, he's already in it.
He's already in it, yeah.
Yep.
And he really cares that he wants to. I like to ask for also prayers from everyone out there. My son's got influenza.
Wow.
The doctor's got him barricaded in his own apartment or his own house. He can't come out of his house for a week.
Oh, my.
He has to wear a face mask. Like, it looks like a gas mask. He's like, he looks like a doctor.
Well, you know how he got that. That's working with the healing energies. And he's, you know, he may be somewhat of or totally an empathist, too. Where
well,
he takes sickness from other people and takes it into himself.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this. And it is true. I've been talking to a lot of friends of mine. They're in the healing field. They say that anybody who's in the healing field are more susceptible to energies,
mm-hmm.
other people's energies,
mm-hmm.
than just being a regular person living in life without having to have that skill.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Become very, very, very.
And that's probably why he's got what he does right now.
Yeah.
Because of the work he's doing.
Exactly. He does care helping. He loves to care to help people.
Yeah.
I know he's listening right now. I can see his name come up. He's listening right now, so, hey, son.
Well, dear, just know that the light is around you and that you'll be fine within the next 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, he'll be fine the next 2 or 3 days, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I sent prayers up to him.
I'm sending him light now.
Worse yesterday.
Yeah. We just need to put a big old gold bubble around him and he'll be fine.
Yeah. Big golden bubble.
And he can get back to doing the work that he loves.
Big golden bubble, yeah.
Yes. You know, I would have to say that 7 years from now, this whole world's going to look a whole lot different than it does right now.
I wouldn't put it past it, because I'm not going to say the end of times, not
no,
end
no,
of
no. Mm-mm. Changing times.
Changing times. A lot
the
of
guard is changing.
Well, that's why if you notice that there's more orbs showing up, and there are people actually out there right now starting to see orbs with their own eyes, not just by using a camera, but if it wasn't for the digital camera coming into our lives, we would never have the chance to really see all these things that are happening. If anybody out there who is a professional photographer was going to have to sit back and say, you know what? You can't use flares and flash as a excuse.
Exactly. You know,
I
have to share an interesting thing with you. This isn't on the line of orbs, but it was a very strange thing that came up in this picture. It was one of my grooming clients, and this was taken about 6 years ago. And when I got the film developed and got it back, because this wasn't digital cameras, it was one of them little disposable cameras. And every other picture came out just fine, like they're supposed to. This picture had a big black, for lack of a better way to describe it, blob right beside this gentleman's chest area.
Okay.
And his head. And within 2 months of taking that picture, he had a stroke one night, and within another 6 months, he was dead. This guy was only 38 years old.
Okay.
And I was often wondered if that was some kind of dark mass of energy that was hovering around him, and the camera just happened to catch it.
I would say no. It's not as much the dark energy. I feel that probably it was his time.
Yeah.
And it was coming around to him to let the spirit know it's time to go.
Yeah.
He has to be prepared to accept, to be ready to make the leave, or if he chooses to live longer, depends on the life that he has walked with.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I guess one question I could ask you tonight, Derek. Is there any messages from the other side from my son? He was murdered when he was 22. And there's still a lot of unanswered questions about that whole night and how it played out. The young gentleman who killed him was his best friend of 10 years that sat at our table and ate with us every day.
Didn't I tell you that?
Yeah. Huh?
Didn't I tell you that?
Oh, no, no. This was a picture of another guy I was talking about. It wasn't my son.
No, no. I mean, did I tell you that it was a friend of his that he knew?
I still didn't hear you, dear. I'm sorry.
Did I tell you that it was his friend that did it?
His friend didn't do it?
I spoke to a woman saying that her son had passed. He was murdered, and that it was someone that he knew quite close to him. Was that you that I told, or was that somebody else?
It must be somebody else with me. I've never talked to you about this.
Okay. Then that's somebody else then. It happens sometimes. You get those thoughts.
I know. Bleed-overs, yeah.
Okay. So you're expecting to hear from your son. Let's see what it can do for you. I want to tell you this right now. Your son's sitting right next to you.
Is he?
Yes.
I feel him here lately a lot more.
He says, tell Mom I'm sitting right next to her right now. I'm right next to her right now. And he says he's got you by the... You're holding the telephone on the right hand, and he's got your left hand.
Oh, wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're holding the phone in your right hand, not your left hand. He tells me you've got your phone in your right hand, and I believe, I'm not sure what the phone looks like, but I want to say that there's a couch, there's a table, and then there's a couch next to the table.
I'm at the computer table.
Yeah, there's a couch next to the table, like a table.
No,
like a large couch. Looks like a couch or love seat.
No, used to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's there.
Wow.
He's there, right next to you. He's holding your hand.
Well, I have a question. Was it accidental or was it on purpose?
Of his killing?
Yeah.
Accidental.
So the kid really didn't mean for that 9mm to go off in his neck?
Oh, he says accidental. It's not a murder.
Okay.
He says, either he's saying gun slip.
That's exactly what I was told.
Yeah, the gun slipped. And I feel like the gun came down, like as if I had a handgun and it came down. I hope this makes sense, but did the bullet shoot from the ground up?
Yeah.
And I'm seeing the bullet hit the ground, and it ricocheted back up into his stomach.
No, it went into his neck.
I'm going back up. I didn't go right directly at him. I went, hit the ground, and came back up. That's how I'm seeing it.
Well, yeah. Those 9mm, I understand. I don't fool with guns, but they're supposed to have a really hair trigger thing on them where, you know, you better not be aiming or playing with them because they can go off very easy.
Yeah. I would say not to use the word murdered. I would say, because murder means intention, I would say accidental shooting.
Well, that's the way it was. The kid went to court, and he spent 2 years in prison for accidental involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah, that's the only problem that would happen to, yeah.
So the police got that one right, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm seeing the bullet shoot down to ground, hit back up into his body. So that's where, I will say this, he went quick.
Yeah.
He never knew what hit him.
Not really.
He grabbed his neck and that was it, or grabbed his face. His face, that was like grab, bang, and done. But he passed out, almost like a passing out, and he passed.
Yeah, they said they still had a heartbeat when they got him to the emergency room, but he died there in the room because he'd lost too much blood.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he was already leaving the body by then.
Yeah, he was already gone, but he's still around the house. He likes to be around the house. I see a female next to him, a young female, so either you have a daughter or he had a girlfriend, one of the two.
I had a girlfriend, and she's dead now, yeah.
Yeah, he's around her a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in love with her, too.
Yes.
There's a whole story about that we won't even go into tonight. So I'm glad that they, even though they didn't get to be together on this side, they're together over there.
Yes.
That's great for him. And for her, too, because they both really did care about each other.
Well, good.
So, anyway, Derek, what do you see as far as all of this political and economic fiasco that we seem to have ourselves in at the moment?
How political?
What political? Yeah, that's about the truth. It's a joke.
How political? Every day is political.
Huh?
Every day is political.
Well, yeah.
Anybody ever ask you how political? Well, no, let's see. We're going to have a spiritual day today.
Yeah. How far do you see the United States going down? Because personally, I think the American people, to really have a good jolt out of their six-pack jokes, they're going
to have...
I mentioned
the people that United States actually start losing some money and can go
exactly.
back a bit.
Yeah.
And I did say that before. In fact, I was on another radio show that's going to go backwards some by losing some monies, and that the dollar, the American dollar, is going to go even lesser than our bill. We were due for it to come back up, and the United States right now is just ticked off with us. I want to say that we're pissed, because they are.
Yeah, they're running neck and neck, and who'd ever thought in our lifetimes we'd see that?
Yeah, right now, the person that wants to be the President of the United States, seriously, is Trump.
Yeah.
You should actually elect him as the President of the United States, and you'll always be profitable.
You mean if Trump was in there?
Hire him. You can always hear him say, "You're fired."
Well, because he'd run it like a corporate. Well, I shouldn't say that.
He'd
run it like a corporation. That's the problem now.
Yeah.
Greedy corporate glutinous.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll
nobody
go.
But yourself. Huh?
Well, it's been wonderful having you on.
Thank you, dear.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Now I have another caller, actually, let's see, now that I have Sam and Kier in my life, what do I see? Well, this comes from my heart, this is what I see. I see this young man do well for himself, because he does love and care for this little one, and he knows himself there is a responsibility, huge responsibility, he can do well with this. To believe in himself even more. Once he's over his sickness, he'll be back, everything will be fine again. Don't have to work so hard to burn yourself out, but I want to say that what you need to do is to step back a little bit and regroup yourself some, because I feel a bit of a tag team here, and I'm not pushing the idea of saying this is supposed to happen. The idea is that what you want to see in your life. And this will benefit you a whole lot more. Okay? And if you want to ask me more questions on that one, call me later, and we'll talk about it more. Does that sound good? Good. Okay. Now, we have another caller calling in.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is that you, Derek?
That's me. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Lynn.
Lynn, where are you calling from?
I'm actually not far away from you. I'm in Surrey.
Oh, you're in Surrey. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Well, I would just like to know if there's anybody coming through for me and
yes,
how
I
my
do.
Life
and
is
I
want to
say
on.
There's an older man here in spirit coming through, and just before he even started, this man actually, the way of seeing him, has crossed over. I want to hear the word. I'm hearing the word cancer from him.
Yes, I know who you might be talking about.
Yeah, he crossed over from cancer, and whether he's your dad or your husband, one of the two, but I'm going to say that there's one man, he's there, but there's also another man standing next to him, and this man here, I feel like I want to go to Petticoat Junction. I'm seeing a railroad.
Well, the man with the cancer is my dad.
Okay. What's with the railroad?
The railroad?
Yeah.
Gee, I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm actually in humor here because it feels like I'm going to Petticoat Junction.
I'm wondering if it's my uncle that did work for the railroad that just passed over recently of cancer, too.
Yeah,
his
because
his
I'm
brother.
Getting... Well, like I said, I'm seeing two men, right?
Okay.
And the second man I'm seeing is if he had worked for the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And he wears this like he's actually almost like an engineer. Like he was actually the engineer behind, like in the train.
Okay.
Or like to be an engineer, one of the two. But I'm seeing that I'm here in Petticoat Junction in my head. I haven't heard that in years. Both these guys are around, both these men are around you now, and I'm supposed to say hello to Mom. So
say hello to my mom?
Yeah, is your mom passed?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Your mom here is coming through as well, and she, now, who calls you Mom as well? Who calls you Mom besides your kids?
Oh, gosh, lots of people at work used to call me Mom.
Everybody calls, because I'm hearing the word, they call you Mom.
Yes, there were a lot of people at work that called me Mom.
Okay, that's what I'm getting. Like, you have a nickname, Mom.
I did.
So they want to acknowledge you this way.
Pardon me?
Yeah. You do have a lot of people around you in spirit. And
yes.
There's a young lady, and I've got to say this to you right now. There's a young woman here in spirit, and she's coming through. She says she's passed, and she talks about the word college. She said you went to college with her, or she went to college. And she's crossed over.
Gee, I don't know who that would be.
Okay.
You know, I know a lot of people that have passed over, but...
Okay. She crossed over. Now I want to see how she passed. I need to ask her to give me more for college. She said head injuries. That means that she passed through head injury. Possibly a stroke of cancer or even a... I feel...
I'm not sure. I'm not sure who had a head injury. I'll probably think of it later when I hang up.
She says she knows you. She says she knows you. Because she's impressing me. She's pushing me hard to make sure that you know.
Okay.
You'll find a picture of her. Well, she shows me a school book. It's almost like
you know what? I know who it could possibly be. And I know that she was quite brutally murdered, and I did go to school with her.
Yeah, okay. I'm
getting hit. I don't know of her injuries. I don't know if it was a head injury or not.
It was a head injury.
Pardon
me? It was
me?
A head injury. My head hurts on the right side where I can't see through my right eye.
Well, I can imagine. If it's who I think it was quite a brutal murder.
Yeah, and the back of her neck was broken.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's actually acknowledging you, almost like a sister figure. She says she thinks highly of you. She wants to say hello.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. Some people will pass through just to visit, and they do that sometimes. They just want to visit.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? I think it's great.
Yeah, it really is cool.
Yeah. Is there someone I know by the name of Alexis or Alex?
Alec?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Who's Alec?
Alex?
Yeah.
Yes, I had an. That's my dad's other brother.
Okay, and he passed?
Yes, he has, long, long time ago.
Okay, he wants to say hello to you right now.
Wow.
And just coming through, he just wants to say hello, acknowledge you. He says, and the funny thing is, the way I'm seeing this guy, he's if he's showing me he's going to, like, Holland or Germany, but he's actually, he's enjoying his European trip.
Oh, that's where he is right now?
Yeah.
Isn't that's quite neat, isn't it?
Yeah, he just shows me Europe, and he shows me Germany, and he shows me Holland, Dutch, like Holland.
Now,
and if bringing this up, that means that he's talking about he's encouraging you to make those trips yourself to enjoy.
Wow. This is kind of like a visit into the past, isn't it?
Yes,
or
it
into
is.
The future.
Yeah. They do that. They bring up the future. Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So you don't see anything else or whether I should go be going back to work or do you see anything like that? I hate to keep you on here any longer. I know there's lots
going
of
back
people
to work?
That want to talk to you.
Hey, what did you do before?
I worked in the courts.
In the courts?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've been asked to come back, and or maybe come back, and I was just wondering if I should or.
Oh, you mentioned the word back, like even
Pardon?
Coming. It's like your
yes,
back.
Yes, I use back is right.
Your back needs to get fixed. You need to go.
No, not my back. I just wondered if I should go back to work in the courts.
I'm not getting anything negative about it.
Okay.
No, but they're also saying, too, they're telling me, too, for you to make sure your back is better.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you've done to it or whatever you think you may have strained it some or you may worry yourself thinking you can't get back to, you know, to work,
mm-hmm.
just enjoy what you're doing.
Okay.
Do you live in an apartment?
Well, I live kind of in...
condo type?
Attached houses.
Attached houses?
Mm-hmm.
Lex. We used to call them chicken coops.
Yeah, they're kind of like a little chicken coop. Not quite.
Yeah. There's also, you know, if you don't go back to court or working in the courts, I would say there's something to the shopping business, like some sort of an organization or a shopping center. But someone might be asking you to come and try something different as a temporary.
Okay.
Get you to meet the public.
Well, I did work in the courts for many, many years, so we'll see. But I'll keep that in mind, Derek.
Yeah, don't be afraid of it.
No, oh no, I'm not afraid of it. I'm just wondering if it's a good idea or not. That's all.
I can't see how any that it should not be. I'm not
yeah.
feeling different.
Yeah.
I'll go with
thank
that.
Thank you so very, very much for taking
You're welcome.
So much time.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye bye now, Derek.
Bye. Now I got one here from another caller from Sam. And Sam says, I want to know about my grandpa, how he is. And she's shy to come on the phone. Aw, Sam, you're so shy. It's typical. your grandfather is good to be with you. There's also, he wants to say hello to your grandmother because I feel like she's still around. And I feel like he's talking about seeing the baby and holding the baby and seeing her holding the baby in her arms. And he was there to see the baby held in her arms, and he's very proud of you. He loves everything that you do, anything that you've encouraged yourself to do, everything you are say, following to do will happen. Anything you're in your good decisions. Let's put it this way. For the age that you are, the age that you have, being young, you're very young, mature minded, which is very good, which gives you a greater advantage than most people. So look forward for the future. You're going to have a great time. Okay. There's a, let's see, there will be another child coming your way too, by the way. I want to say this to you for Sam. And there'll be a boy coming your way too in life. So not just this little one, not this little girl that you may have, you're going to have another boy too. So that'll happen next few years, not right now. I'm pushing it just the next few years when you're ready to decide. Now, I've got someone in the, this is funny, my house lights are flashing on and off like crazy. That means that there's also, you have an auntie that's crossed over, and seeing her female, and she feels somehow, yes, thank you. Oh man, she's coming through. You should be in my house right now. This female is here in spirit, and she wants to acknowledge you and say hello to you, and she loves you very much. And I think you know who this is, so you have a great, very proud family, very proud background in your history, so be proud of that. Anyways, folks, it's almost getting close to that time, and so we're going to be shutting her down. Next week, we're going to have the South Carolina Paranormal Investigation team, and these guys are paranormal investigators, these two ladies, paranormal investigators, plus their team. We're going to have an interview with them next week. And so we're going to have a great time chatting with them. So those of you who are actually interested in knowing about ghosts and spirits, they're going to have some stories to share with you. It'll be very, very eye-opening. Okay, so everyone, take care of yourselves. Behave. I'll behave. As my son would say. Like he didn't. take care, folks, and prayers and love to you all out there, and looking forward to talking to you next week. In the meantime, between time, this is it. This is Derek White, Sky Cloud, chatting with you from Between Two Worlds. Take care, folks. Bye.